What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Zachary Reality. It is Zachary Reality, and we are here to chat about Love is Blind Season 6 today, and we have a very special guest to break it all down. You may remember her as the evil villain from Season 4, Arena.
I'm an evil villain. Look at me.
Oh my God. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Was that mean? I'm sorry. I take it back.
No, it's like part of my personality trait, I guess, now.
Yeah. And we did have you on the podcast a couple years ago during your season to really break down everything that happened. So I do encourage people to go listen to that if they never have. I loved our interview the last time you were here. And I felt like you gave such good clarity and such good takes. And I always believed in you and have rooted for you. So I am just excited to have you. I'm excited to have you back and get your takes now as an alum.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm excited. Have you been did you watch season 5 and 6 or did you take a break after your time?
No. I definitely watched season 5. No. A little bit of it. And then season 6 is so good.
Yeah, it is really good.
Yeah.
Well, like, what is it like watching it now versus being on it? Because obviously we hear a lot about the show and you've shared your experience. Like, is it triggering at all or is it just fun?
No, I just feel like I have more, like, it's weird because I find myself, like, not liking certain people too. Mm-hmm. But then I have to realize, like, oh my gosh, like, what that was for me and that there's always so much to the story. Like, I have my opinion, so many opinions about the new season, but I'm also like, dude, I was on a TV show too and I know how it goes, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, as far as TV show, like, this season, oh my God, here you are. But the biggest moment for me this season was Jess telling off Jimmy with the whole EpiPen comment. And I was just like, I needed to know your take on that speech and everything.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So first off, Jess is like so hot. And I feel like she could literally say, I honestly feel like if anyone else popped off like that, I wonder if people react differently, but Jess is just so hot and cute that she could literally say anything. And I'd be like, mm-hmm. She could absolutely do or say anything. And I feel like I would be like, yep. Cause she's so hot. And she's also really authentic. Like, I feel like everything she's so good with her words. I absolutely love her. I like literally everything she says. I'm just like, mm-hmm. Like, she can do no wrong in my eyes ever.
I know. I loved her speech. I felt like it was just like, you don't know what you're missing, but it's an interesting perspective because like he did pick Chelsea, who he thought was Megan Fox. And he was going, you know, he didn't know what to do. So he picked Chelsea.
I do feel like Jess was for sure also not just saying like her looks. I think she just meant, you can tell she meant in general. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm so hot, you're going to be shook. It was like, I know what I'm worth and I know who I am. And like, you're going to shit your pants kind of thing.
Yeah. And I can't wait to see what happens when she comes back. I feel like it's like such a long time coming, like for the people who were eliminated already to like confront them. So what are you expecting to see when she sees Jimmy and Chelsea?
I honestly, first off, I feel like she's doing better than anyone else like on the show in the sense of like even followers. She's just blowing up. Like, everyone loves everything out of her mouth. Anything she says, I feel like people are just like obsessed with her, like in a good way, which I can see why. Like, I'm in love with her too. But I am so excited to see their talk. It's weird because I feel like I don't know. Like, I wonder what would have happened if he picked her. Like, would she have liked him or not? And then I also feel like I'm excited for their convo. And I feel like she's too nice. Like, I'm surprised to see. I feel like she's going to seem really into it. Like, she's going to be like, hey, you had your chance kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, like, she's not going to, like, I don't know. If he, like, feeds her something, like, there's a clip of him being like, you're still my first choice or something like that. I don't know if that was, like, cut out.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I feel like she's not going to buy it. Like, she might be, like, nice and be like, oh, I'm so flattered and I think about you all the time. But, like, you had your chance kind of thing.
For sure.
Because, my guess.
Like, well, I don't think Jimmy and Chelsea are going to work out anyway. But I also think that, like, she's going to move on because you weren't her first choice.
Yeah. But weirdly, I don't know. I almost feel like, what if they do work out? Like, Jimmy and I think like maybe they will.
There's
like,
no way.
What if there's a chance?
No, because I don't think so.
They're showing themselves. Like, he like posted a comment saying like, no one knows. Like, oh, he's like, it was like them two kissing. And he wrote like, see, I do kiss her. But like, he was like, no, really. I don't know. He just made it sound like they're still together in a weird way. I was like, wait, what if there's a crazy chance they're together?
But they didn't get like a teaser for the weddings. Like we saw Clay and AD.
So many. And we only saw two couples, right?
Yeah, so like, I don't even think they'll make it to the wedding. I think they're going to break up.
Really? I don't know. Why do I kind of have hope for them, maybe? I don't know. In a weird way. I think it's because they both seem like they're doing so well outside. Like on social media, they both seem like they're doing really well.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like if they weren't together, it might have been like a little harder to like see that backsplash of you kind of thing.
Yeah. So this season is based in Charlotte, North Carolina. Your season was based in Seattle. How are the cities different, do you think, like watching it?
I feel like all the girls are so pretty. Like I was thinking about that and I was like, everyone looks so good. Everyone just looks like really, really pretty. This is so random, but this like really bothered me. You're going to be like, Irina, you're so dumb. All their houses look the same and it like drove me crazy. I was like, why is everything so basic? No one has any like character. There's no, I feel like in Seattle and the other cities, it's like you have this kind of style of home or like this kind of style of apartment, but every like house and literally apartment looked exactly the fucking same. Like I was like, can I give me the ick?
Okay.
I was like, why are you guys all like, I don't know. There was no like character in any of that. Like everyone's home looked exactly the fucking same. Like same countertop, same, like I was just like, does any people have like style?
Oh my God, the shade. I've been to Charlotte once or twice. Like the city I heard is like up and coming and it's like getting
really it looks popular. Great, but it feels like there's no like character. It's just very like granola and like white, to be honest. It looked really like everyone's just as like
I didn't like Jimmy's studio, and then Chelsea,
I don't like anyone's place.
She had a roommate, so she moved into Jimmy's. So I mean, I feel like they're on such close quarters. Do you like anyone's place? Like, who's your favorite?
No, absolutely not. I honestly was judging hard because I love me as I'm behind curtains, but like I love my apartment and like my apartment has like plants everywhere. I don't know, not that it matters, but I don't know why I was like, why I didn't see like anyone's personality in their place, basically.
Well, what about Clay's house?
No,
he needs a woman's touch, and
he needs a woman's touch.
I feel like she moved in. AD, what do you think about their relationship? I felt like when they saw each other, they were all over each other. They were so excited.
Yeah,
maybe they just really wanted to like go to the bedroom, but then there was some arguments. He was worried that he wasn't going to be able to be faithful. What is your hot take?
I think that's kind of crazy to like keep saying that. Like, I feel like he keeps repeating himself of like, I don't know if I can be faithful. They keep like showing that. And I'm like, if I was dating a guy like that, I'd be like, all right, if you're so worried about like being loyal, like you're not it for me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And then also I really, really like her. Like, I think that even like when she talks to the guys, you can tell she's just like generally curious about how they're doing. It never seems like she's like trying to flirt with them or anything. So I really, really like her. I think that he's just very not in tune. He's very like logic and like, he's very just like, this is what it is. And she's very like in tune with like feeling and emotion and like kind of the vibe of the situation, where I feel like he misses the vibe completely. And he's like a salesperson. Like who he is what he is. And you don't really get much more. Like, yes, he had some depth and stuff. I'm not saying he's not deep, but I just feel like he's not like emotional enough. Like he's very like every time he talks, I feel like I'm listening to like a sales pitch. Like he's just like a salesperson kind of thing. Like he just talks very monotone like that. And I feel like she's very like more in depth with like feelings and like intuition and like what's the vibe of the situation, where he's just like a flat line. Like what's in front of us is like what I have in my head.
Okay. So then, I mean, they're obviously going to go to the altar. It is possible that she will say no. I can't imagine nobody not getting married. We'll talk about Amy and Johnny, but do you think that she is going to go through with the wedding, AD? Do you think she's going to go through with the wedding to Clay, or do you think she's going to run away at the altar?
I think she's going to go. I think he might surprisingly be like, no, but I don't know. Or like maybe they'll ask him first and he'll be like, no, like it won't even give her a chance to ask. He'll be like, I'm not ready. I can't see her marrying him. I feel like he's the kind of guy she's trying to get away from. Like she always mentioned like, oh, she dates the same kind of men. And I feel like he's kind of similar to what she like dates.
Maybe she's just like comfortable. I mean, she was swooned. I also feel like once you kind of commit to the person before you meet them, it's like you almost feel this pressure to make it work for the show, for the relationship, for everybody now involved, for your families, that like you almost have to see it through all the way till the wedding, just because you might you're putting up with more than you necessarily would put up with.
Yeah, that's so true. That's really true. But I don't see her like, I don't see her saying yes for sure. I feel like, I feel like he doesn't like get it, and he wouldn't like get why. I feel like he'd be like, why? I don't get it. Like we vibe so good. And like, in her head, she's like, I just need more. Like, she just seems like she's like a deeper, more like a deeper person.
Gotcha. Well, I think there has to be at least some couples getting married. So I think the most likely pair is Amy and Johnny. So they've been having some issues in regards to having sex because she's not on birth control. She's not comfortable being on birth control. And he doesn't want to start having sex with her until she is on birth control.
Yeah.
What is your thoughts on this situation,
so the stupid
birth control? Yeah.
Literally so stupid. I'm like, first of all, I've never been on any kind of birth control. And I'm like, it's so harmful for women's bodies. And I'm like, for you, I'm like, have you heard of condoms?
Yeah.
Have you heard of condoms? Like, and I'm like, it's just, I think it's really annoying. Like, I would be almost hurt. I'd be like, dude, I'm not putting that in my body. Like, you go get a vasectomy. Like, I'm not doing that shit. And like, I feel like she's being really nice about it, but I also think they're making a bigger deal than it is. I feel like it wasn't that big of a deal even for them. I mean, he's making it, but I feel like since they have no problems, they're like, they're the happiest couple. I feel like they're like building it up more than it is.
They're talking about it a lot, though. There's been multiple conversations.
Yeah, no, he's so annoying for that, honestly. I really like them, and I think they're going to, like, probably end up together for sure. But I am just so annoyed about it. I'm like, you're on it. It's like, you can't ask a woman to do that. Like, I think that's really wrong, to be honest.
No, I totally
agree. I think it's, like, really, and he's making her be, like,
explain
get
herself.
On it. And I'm like, also, yeah. you can work around your cycle. Like, there's a million things you can do. And the fact that he just keeps being, like, you need to get birth control, I'm like, I don't like, it's just kind of like annoying. Maybe he is not educated on like what else you can do. Probably.
Clearly. I mean, it's just so interesting how he's that nervous about having a kid. Like, is it do you get pregnant that fast?
He probably had like a lot of scares or something, or just like really doesn't want to be a dad. I'm like, I don't really think you ever want to be a dad. Like, he keeps being like, oh, are you going to have little John Jr. in it? Like, he was like saying that. And I'm like, okay, you keep saying that you're going to be fine, but you don't sound like you'll be fine at all.
So do you think that they will say yes? I mean, I think they will just because I think everyone else is going to say no. But do you think they'll last?
Oh, for sure. I think they'll last. I think they'll last. I literally think they have so much chemistry and they have like their biggest problem is birth control. Like, I think they're fine.
So how do you think they're going to solve the birth control problem?
I don't know. He's going to figure out that condoms work.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think so. I literally, or maybe she'll give in and go on birth control. But like, I think they'll be fine. I think it's like a really tiny issue when you found the person you love and that's your soulmate. And your biggest issue is like condoms or not, you know, or birth control or not.
Yeah. Miss Kristen says their first stop post show needs to be the gyno for birth control breakdown.
That is true.
So what about Kenneth and Brittany? So they broke up. He broke up with her. A lot of people said that, you know, he was such a good guy, but he just felt more friend vibes, or they felt more friend vibes.
No, they didn't even seem friend vibes to me. Like, I'm so annoyed. I'm honestly really hurt. Like, I feel personally attacked by him.
Oh my God, why?
I mean, just because of how he treated her. I don't know why. And again, I had to remember, like, the show doesn't show everything. But it just, like, bugged me. And I think it bugged everyone seeing it because she was, like, literally crying and, like, so hurt. And it was annoying because I feel like he was gaslighting her so hard. Like, you can tell she didn't want to break up with him. She literally was like, hey, this is, like, an issue. And he was like, okay, well, if you don't love me, then, like, it's over. Like, I guess, you know, I'm not going to ask you to change. Like, and I was like, what? She never said she was done with you. She just was saying like, hey, this is like bothering me. And like, I'm really affectionate. And he was like, well, I gave you a change. You know, like I was affectionate. Like, I don't know. He felt very gaslighty. And again, I don't know what changed. I'm like, I just feel like maybe he got to a point where he was just like, I can't see myself with this person point blank. But he seemed to have like zero empathy for her. And again, maybe there was conversations off camera that we don't see. But it just seemed like very, very, very cold and very like excited to get out of it. Like he was like, oh, yeah, this is not going to happen.
Well, Jessica, like she was on the Vile Files today and she said that they had multiple, like they had a breakup conversation off camera. Mm-hmm. So they had to like force it for the cameras to tell the story because they already like decided they were breaking up. So he was like over it at that point.
Yeah, I guess. But like she obviously wasn't, like it was still like she wasn't ready for it and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, I would have
like what do you mean over it? Like, yeah.
I would have liked to at least see him introduce her to his family just because he did talk about how much the family meant to him and like how this is the first white woman he's ever dated. Yeah. And I think it just would have been like a great learning moment for everyone to kind of see that interaction, like, you know? So
he seemed like he was like really made up his mind, but it definitely seemed like she would have tried. Like she just gave me the vibe of like she would have put in the work and she would have put in the effort. And again, also look how cute she is. Like, look at that photo of her. She's so cute. I love her. She's a cutie. But I just am like, I don't know. I feel like it seemed like he was really checked out. And again, we don't know the full story, but to me, it just seems like she would have given it a try if he tried harder. Like, it was more like him breaking up and her being like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. She was more into it than he was.
So. Seemed like it, yeah. It just seemed, again, like it. Like, there could have been different things, obviously, yeah, we didn't see.
Okay, let's talk about Chelsea and Jimmy, and then we'll get into Laura and Jeremy last. Chelsea and Jimmy, for me, I just feel like she's not clingy, she's not needy. Like, he is just not that into her, and it's just not fair to her. So that's my, I feel like that's, yeah. He doesn't like her as much as he's saying he does. So that's my issue.
A part of me is like, wow, they must have like all really done their research and like watched a bunch of the shows, because they all seem like they're trying to like avoid being the villain by saying the right thing. And what is weird though, is he does reassure her so much. Like, yes, he's maybe not getting the point. Like, I think what's annoying is she's constantly being like, she obviously doesn't feel like loved from him. And what's dumb is he's taking that very literally and being like, I said, I love you this many times. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not about how many fucking times you say, I love you to someone. It's about like feeling it. And obviously she's not feeling it, but I do feel like he reassures her like a lot. Like, I was watching it and I was like, oh my God, like, I really don't want to be that kind of girl, because like, that is so exhausting. Like, he just looks, everything he does, like, feels like it's never enough.
Because
like everything, like,
she knows something's wrong. Like, she knows that there's something off, and that's why, because she's not feeling fulfilled. So it doesn't matter what he says, he's not fulfilling her, because I don't think he really likes her as much as he's saying he does.
This sounds like really weird, but like, I feel like she just needs to get more hobbies and like passions, because I feel like she's really consumed with him, where like he has a job and she feels like she has a business too. But I feel like if she had more activities and things to do and had like more drive, she wouldn't be as like narrowed into like, I need to find all my love from you. I need to find all my source of joy from you. Like, it seems like she's looking for everything from him, where it's like, hey, take a step back. Like, I know you're marrying him, but like, do you have your own hobbies? Do you have your own life? And it very seemed like she was so like obsessed with him. Like, when you're anxious, you're like, doing anything to just get that person back. And like,
I just remembered that like, she would have to like leave the house on his Zoom calls.
Yeah, I'm like, what is her job?
No, but I mean, what does she do?
I mean, when you own a business, you like do a lot of work, but at the same time, like, you don't, in a way. Like, you have a lot of free time before your events, I'm guessing, because I have an events business. I mean, I'm sure she's still busy, but not as someone that's like working a 9-to-5.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but it was painful. Mm-hmm. It's weird though, because I weirdly was like, wait, he's reaffirming her a lot. Like, at this point, I'd be like, you're like, I have to go. But he keeps being like, no, like, we're in it. I love you. Like, I mean, he may be not showing it, but a part of me is like, he also, this is so, like, he's so avoidant and she's so anxious. Like, those relationship styles, like, are, like, always a pair. And you can tell that he, like, is pulling back the moment she's going in more, and then it's making her go in more and him go more back.
Yeah, I'm rooting for her. I like her a lot. I'm not a super big fan of him just from the show, because I didn't like the way he handled everything.
Yeah.
So I don't have any faith for them. And I think that they're better off with other people.
I don't know. I'm like a little, like, I'm like, what if they're going to surprise us and give me a twist? I don't know. I honestly don't know. Part of me is like, I definitely think there might be a twist. Like,
I don't
know. Maybe they're just trying to make it seem like he's not really into her, but like,
you're right. Like, it could, then Netflix could shock us, but I also feel like the shock value has kind of like gone downhill recently with like all shows where like, I'm not shocked anymore.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Shock me. Love is Blind. Shock me.
I don't think they will.
There's no teaser for them at their wedding day. Like, how
maybe that's on purpose. Maybe that's on purpose.
So then if they break up, do you think that she should get back with Trevor?
Yeah, I think she should give him a chance for sure. I think I was thinking about it and I was like, dude, she probably be so happy with him. I wonder if she did choose Jimmy because there was more like competition between her and Jessica, but girl, I mean, I feel like it's like a mental thing almost. It's not even like on purpose. Like, I feel like it was almost mentally like when two people want one person, you want them a lot too. Mm-hmm. Not sure, but I do think she should give Trevor a chance for sure. I'm like, he looks like he would like love her and treat her so well, but he seems really single online for some reason. He doesn't seem like he's dating anyone.
I think Trevor needs to give Jessica a chance.
She's not going to go for him.
Because she might be going for someone else. Let's talk about Laura and Jeremy. And I always feel like I'm getting like Jimmy and Jeremy confused because the names are so similar.
I know. I was like, literally said Jessica and I was like, wait, is there another Jessica? I don't know.
No. Laura. So Laura and Jimmy, I almost feel the same about that I do with Jimmy and Chelsea, where he does not seem as into Laura as she, and she doesn't even seem into him either. I think she's just like wants to make it work and she's like mature. And she
doesn't seem very into him either. Like, their problems are,
she wants to fix him up.
all like his biggest problem is like the Hawaiian shirts. And I was like, dude, get all like, if you guys bring these stupid Hawaiian shirts up one more time, I'm gonna puke. But yeah, she doesn't seem that into him either. Like, I feel like she would make it work because she's like driven to like making it work.
Yeah,
but I think something shows me he was already checked out a long time before, because that she was so good at that conversation when she was like roasting his ass for lying.
Yeah, good. Yeah. So do you think he, I totally think he cheated with Sarah Ann, right?
Yeah, really sounds like it. Cause there's a snippet of like the next episode and it says Sarah Ann being like, he said he was gonna like leave her and stuff. So I'm like, honestly, maybe he just was like, we're gonna make it work cause we're gonna make it work, you know? But something tells me that, yeah, he did. I think he did.
Okay. Just a couple crazy comments on here. Well, that's where the episode left off on the cliffhanger. And I think he wants out of the relationship. And it was so messed up of him to try and gaslight her and be like, well, you could have stalked my location to see where I was. And
I think you just think, yeah.
It sounded like she did stalk the location, but she wasn't admitting to it at first.
She's so brilliant with that. I was like, wow. Like, she really thought that one through. She was so good at that conversation. I was like taking notes while listening to it.
So do you think they're going to break up like right away? Because I do.
Yeah. I think they're going to break up like right away. I think she's going to be like, you're caught. And like, I'm surprised they're going to even be at the pool party. Cause I feel like seems like she's like totally out.
Yeah. Did this happen on your season did you come back for like a pool party or something?
No. What did we have? Do we have something?
Like, when did you come back to like confront people?
I don't think I did. I think it was because I think Bliss like really didn't want to see me, to be honest. I think it was I just think it would have been too, I think she really didn't want to see me, to be honest. I don't literally remember, but I don't think, yeah, I didn't go to anything.
Did you go to
which I was kind of shocked because I'm like, wouldn't you guys want me to stir up the drama?
Yeah. But did you go to after the altar?
Yeah. We had that party after the altar. We had a big party, which was fun. I had so much fun doing that.
Yeah. Okay. I remember. I don't think that they're going to do after the altar for last season, because last season was kind of a flop.
Yes, dude. I feel like it was the biggest flop ever. And like, I think they knew that it was a flop because I don't even see it. I think it already would have come out. Usually after altar comes out, I feel like they need to do a better job with these after altars because I feel like they're so boring.
There's so many of
like,
them now.
I'm so sorry. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't want to watch like all the married couples sit and have a dinner together. That sounds so like, I literally like, I don't know. I think I like it when it's the drama and they have everyone meet. Like, that's so fun to watch. But I feel like when it's just like, all the successful, happy. I think Netflix just wants to show that the show is successful. I think that's why they do that. And they like focus all their attention on the married couples because it shows how successful the show is. Because no one's getting married and the show is not successful and doesn't work, kind of thing.
Well, I guess it's working now because we have our first Love is Blind baby.
I know.
I hate to put you on the spot like this, but I'm going to be a little messy. Here is the People magazine picture of Bliss and Zach's baby shower with so many fun cast alums. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're so happy for them.
I am. I'm really happy for them. And like, I think they seemed like they really wanted to have, I think Bliss mentioned that during the reunion, she's like, we're going to start trying right away. I think she said something like that, but, I know how cute. I'm happy for them. I think they wanted this for a long time. I think she's been wanting to be a mom and stuff. And it like, yeah, it looked beautiful.
I know. I'm so happy for them too. And Vanessa is probably the most happy because they finally got the Love is Blind baby.
Well, there's, and then,
yeah.
Who are the other couple that are, she's also pregnant. Alexis?
Alexa and Brennan.
Alexa. Yeah.
I love them as well. They're like a power couple.
Yeah, they're the best.
Well, I did hear that the Love is Blind reunion was filmed this past weekend for season 6. And as somebody
Sorry, tell me first, because I'm like, how do they film it when the whole show isn't out yet? That means everyone else watched the show, but like, how do you know what to talk about or how people are reacting if you don't see it?
No, well, that's the thing. That's a big conversation online, and I was just talking to my friend about it. Like, maybe they got the episodes in advance.
Oh, for sure.
Or they actually didn't. I heard that they maybe didn't, and that they want more like authentic reunion reactions to not see all the episodes before having the reunion.
It literally wouldn't make sense because how could you have a reunion without really knowing what's all on there? They're going to talk about stuff that like they don't even know is going to be showed,
But they lived it.
It's different. There's so much that goes on. You really don't know how it's going to like play out. It's so different. It's living it. And like, Because let's say like they like, oh, example, the scene where I'm like sneaking over Amber, like, yes, I lived that, but I had no idea they were gonna add that in there. And so I'm like, imagine like they don't say anything about that at the reunion or something, and then it comes out and everyone's freaking out about it, and then at the reunion they never ask me. I'm pretty sure they've everyone seen that. Everyone has seen the episodes, like they showed it to everyone.
Well, didn't you see online that they like filmed the reunion this weekend and that like Jessica and Johnny were like spotted in the airport together?
How do they know it's this weekend? I thought it was even earlier for some reason, because I saw that someone posted like Jazz posted like 24 hours in LA, and I don't know why. I was like, is that the reunion?
Well, maybe they didn't film the reunion. It was just like press day after show type of vibe.
Yeah, it was probably a video from like a while ago, I
I thought
feel
it
like.
was the reunion. Like there was rumblings that it was. So I don't
I feel like,
know.
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, it says on Netflix that it's gonna be out March 12th or something already, so that means they did film it, I'm guessing.
Okay, so as someone who survived a reunion, I have your picture right
Hardly.
here. Okay, first, I need your reaction to your outfit, looking back at it. Dress, hair,
Dude,
slay.
I think I have the best dressed. I honestly
Yes.
literally feel like I had like I loved my outfit. Like even I honestly didn't watch the reunion until like last week, because I was like so scarred from it, so I didn't watch it again. But I
No
watched it again and I was
way.
like, dude, my hair and makeup was like, I just think it was like classic. Like it was like I maybe didn't have the best look on the show, but my reunion, I just like my makeup looks good, my hair looks good. Like I like my dress was just like a classic. Like you can't go wrong with like a black dress, you
I
know?
love that you wore black.
I literally feel like I took the show. I can't believe they took my picture down.
Why'd they take it down?
I don't know, because they posted it when everything was going bad, and they're like, oh, they were said like, see, we told you it's like worth the wait or something. Everyone was like, fuck no, it's not worth the wait. Like, why are we waiting an hour? And so I think they were getting
Oh,
like a lot of like
yeah.
bad comments. So they took it down, and I was like, now there's no photo of me on their on the Love Is Blind page about the
What about
reunion.
this look right here? This pink shirt, tube top,
I mean,
hair,
it's like
hoop.
whatever. Honestly, it was like I looking back at it too, I was just like, oh my God, do I like that in real life? Because this is horrible.
No, you're so hot. You
No, I
look
didn't.
iconic.
I feel like I don't know. I think it's just weird anytime you see yourself on TV or anything. It's just I'm like or like hearing me talk on TV, I'm like bleh. Like hearing your own voice, you know, does it give you
Yeah.
the egg?
Sometimes, I mean, I like to listen to myself sometimes, but then other times I'm like, no, not right now. No. Okay, back to my original question. Reunion, allegedly filmed, whatever. What is your advice to the cast members as someone who survived a reunion?
I think just having grace for, I don't know, I part of me, like I was thinking about it, and I remember Micah always said this too, but she was like, how, like we all went through something that was so hard, and no matter if you got like a good or bad edit, I say edit because I'm like, you did what you did kind of thing,
Yeah.
but still I'm like, there's always so much to the story, there's so much hours of filming that you don't see, and like I don't know, almost to not take it personally. Because even now I get so many DMs of people being like, you're the evilest scum of the earth. And I'm in my head, I'm just like, oh, they're just probably watching the show like for the first time. And I'm just like accepting like they're watching like a version of me of what
Yeah.
they saw and just not taking it personally. But it's hard not to when everything is at you. Like I'm sure they're all getting so many DMs, especially how big this season blew up. Like everyone, the people that like aren't looking good are probably like free, like going through it right now. But it's like, I don't know. It's gonna take time. Like you have to go through it and you get to a point where you're like, hey, I'm, you know, gonna like take this with a grain of salt, learn from what I le can learn from, and then also know that these people are just reacting to something they saw a portion of kind of thing.
Yeah.
That was a lot
So
of
just
words,
like go
but
into the reunion, you said with grace, and just like clear the air and move on. Like you did great at the reunion. You slayed.
dude, I don't know how I kept my cool. I was about to walk out, that's for sure.
Because it was postponed, as you were saying. So you were just like so over it. You're like, I'm gonna give the people what they want.
Yeah.
You killed it. So what do you think's gonna happen at this reunion? What do you think's gonna be like the biggest confrontation? What are you expecting?
I mean, now that they it's not live, I feel like I'm nothing is gonna like I don't know. I just think it's gonna I don't know. I think there's gonna be a lot of like yelling and arguing. And unless they're all really mature and they're gonna be like, oh, it's fine. But I don't know. I feel like they're gonna be all like butting heads kind of thing.
Interesting. Like, who do you think, which conversation are you most excited to see? Or we just don't know yet because we haven't seen the episode.
I don't know. I don't know yet. Yeah. I mean, just everyone, I think.
Yeah.
Seeing like how everyone's reacting and where everyone's at. I wonder how much they've like changed since, or how much has changed since then, too.
Yeah. Have you reached out to anyone on the show this season, or has anyone reached out to you from this season for advice?
No, they probably like don't want to get advice from me. They're like, you did everything wrong. I think I just followed Jess on Instagram because she's so cute and pretty and I really liked her. I think I followed Trevor at first and then he was posting so much like fitness stuff. I was like, okay, I'm over this. But yeah, I just followed Jess because I don't know, I thought she, I really liked her.
So I followed Chelsea and Chelsea followed me back and she said that she was fangirling. Aww. And I was like, oh my God, same. So she's my one like person I've even like interacted with at all. But I have been like following Jess a little bit and like she's interesting and I'm like interested to see what's going to happen with her in the future on Netflix because she is such a big personality. And there was some rumors that she was like spotted with Harry Jowsey. And that she potentially filmed like.
Are we sure that's Harry?
Yeah, we're sure. there was like a bunch of pictures online.
That's so crazy. I don't have any comments about that, but.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I think
I'm like she is one lucky girl. I'm like a part of me is like, wow, if those pictures are accurate, like I'm like he's. I've always wanted to meet him. He's like my. He's always been like my biggest like celebrity crush. I mean, not even. I feel like his personality is just very. It's like he's so charming and funny, like I don't know, but I also am like everyone says he's like a heartbreaker and stuff, so that's why I'm also like, but I feel like she could handle it, like I feel like if he put her through the ringer or something, like she wouldn't make him his world, like she has her own life and has like a kid and is like driven, and I feel like if something happened between them, I don't know, I feel like I think she would be okay.
She can handle
because I feel like she's so new to the Netflix world and he's like one of the biggest like Netflix reality TV people. And so,
yeah,
like that's a lot, but I think that she could like handle anything. And I don't even know if those, I mean, are we sure that's them in the photos?
Yeah, it definitely was all over. I didn't just pull that out out of nowhere, but there is a lot of rumors.
It's AI. It could be AI Photoshop.
There's a lot of rumors about like Perfect Match season 2. Mm-hmm. I think like a lot of fans are ready for it to come back. Like Netflix been a little low lately, but this year it could pick up with this season, Perfect Match. Could you say if you went or not?
I'm like blink twice. I mean, well, you'll have to find out, but okay. I'm like, no, I didn't go, but
I'm dead.
Just to keep.
Yeah. I'm trying. Well, if there's anyone from like Love is Blind that I want to see on Perfect Match, it would probably be your girl, Micah. I think she would kill it on there.
She would definitely kill it.
And I want to see what you know she would bring.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to watch it. Yeah, I'm so excited to see it and see who's on there. And I just like love. I don't know. I think when you know more people, it's like for me, like it's more fun watching it because you're like, oh my gosh, like I know this person or this person is like, I mean, know them to some extent. But I love that Netflix is doing a lot more of these shows with like. Like, I love that they did Perfect Match. Like, that's so fun. That's like all these, I don't know. It just is like, kind of reminds me of how The Bachelor does Bachelor in Paradise and they bring everyone together. Like, that's just.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Cause I feel like Love is Blind is like so serious and love where like the Perfect Match and everything is more like fun and stuff.
Can you tell me like what you've been up to? Like what's new?
Oh my gosh. The glass.
What are these called again?
The goblets or the whatever. I have been really good. I am just on like a wellness journey and been doing a lot of like, wellness stuff and like being really active. And I moved back to Seattle and have my little apartment. I actually live like not too far from Micah. So we see each other every now and then when she's here because she's always traveling.
Yeah, she is.
She's never home. But yeah, just thriving, living my best life.
I love to see it. And I love that you came on here and gave all your hot takes. I feel like you're really invested into the season, which I love. And I love that you don't hold back.
I know. I'm so excited to see how the next episodes unfold.
Same.
Might stay up till midnight.
Celeste says, that's awesome, Arena. There's no way I'm staying up till midnight. Like, I'll get to it when I get to it. Oh, my God.
No. I need to know. I hate seeing it on TikTok because I'm like, no, I really want to see what happens.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, everybody go follow Arena, Instagram, TikTok, OnlyFans. I'm just kidding.
Imagine. I'm like, just kidding. Yeah. Zach, thanks for chatting.
Yeah, thank you, baby. And everyone, thanks for watching. Like, comment, and subscribe. And we will see you in the next one.
Bye.
Wait, stay on.